And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, apparently we've got another possible police abuse caught on videotape, and this involves an off-duty... that I hate to hear about these stories. It involves an off-duty LAPD officer and a woman who apparently was being confronted by the officer. Bob Green is with us. He's with the San Fernando Valley Police Citizens Overview Board. Bob, what have you got?
Phil, it's sketchy information. What we do have is that the police were caught on videotape verbally assaulting this woman.
Verbally assaulting?
Yes, but there were several of them. She's a 21-year-old woman. I don't know if she's an immigrant or not. Her name is Suba Sara Sadaf. S-A-D-A-F. First name Suba. S-U-B-H-A. 21-year-old mother of two. LAPD caught red-handed again.
Well, you say caught red-handed again.
Well, our organization is...
You guys have a vested interest, sort of.
It's not a vested interest. We're citizens. But I don't like it any more than anybody else when these... Forgive me for using the word. When these pigs,
I don't like that word. I don't think it's necessary. Let's get into the.
They act like it, and I can't stand it. When a lot of these oinkers.
I don't like the word pig or oinker. Let's keep this conversation at least as informational as we can.
All right, I just.
I understand you're upset.
I'm very upset.
And so what do we know so far? Is we got a videotape. Have you seen it?
I have seen the videotape. This is a woman went into the grocery store, comes out. Now she's got cops screaming at her.
And they were just yelling. There was no physical abuse.
Well, you say just yelling. Let me tell you something. These cops were laying into this woman with a videotape rolling.
Do we know who took the videotape?
I do not at this time, no. But a videotape was rolling. You can see it.
So this is brazen behavior on the part of the officer yelling at this woman.
Just yelling at an innocent woman. And that's all we know right now. I'm trying to get the rest of the information as much as I can. When I get it, you get it. But right now I'm trying to...
Mike, do you have the story in there? I think it's on one of the websites. LAPD officer, bring it in to me if you wouldn't mind. Bob Green is with us. He's with San Fernando Valley Police Citizens Overview Board.
You can look at the, I think the news, of course the news is going to skew the events, but I think, Phil, we've got another one. Just like 92, when this city almost burned to the ground, police officers caught on videotape with Rodney King.
Duty police officer who saw two children inside the car.
He said he saw something.
He said he saw two children inside of a car. It was 85 degree temperatures, and he was trying to bust them out.
Well... You know, first of all, the windows were cracked.
He said the children were inside the car. One of them was sweating, and the mother was nowhere to be found. And so he called other officers, and they were apparently...
Where are you reading that?
I'm reading it off of a news website here.
Okay, you're getting one version of it.
I'm getting your version of it, too, aren't I?
You're getting the version of a man, Phil, who's been watching the activities of the L.A. police for a long time, so... Please be advised. They're going to tell you a lot of things to try to put as good a spin on this.
Well, do you deny that there were kids inside the car and there were was an officer concerned for their well-being? Isn't that his duty?
Is it what his duty?
Isn't that the duty of any cop if he thinks life and limb is being jeopardized? Isn't he supposed to do something?
He's supposed to do something, but let me ask you something. What's he doing yelling at her?
And he was pissed. I mean, excuse my language, but he was obviously upset.
Well, you know something, there's an old saying in the police department, and it goes something like this. Leave your troubles at home and come out and do the job as a professional.
Well, he saw a couple of kids. You know, there's been kids killed. You know,
can we get this back on track, Phil? Because I think you're going off the subject.
I don't think so. There have been kids killed who have been locked in cars, and the officer probably was feeling just emotional.
That's the right there, emotional. Where does he get off being emotional? He's a police officer. He's supposed to be as cool, calm, and collected as you can get. And now he's standing there yelling.
Maybe he's a father. Maybe he was concerned for that. Maybe he didn't think he'd get to these kids in time. And
you know, you're like a lot of these people, Phil, who like to make excuses for the police.
And I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to get the story here.
You got a woman of 21 verbally lambasted by big cops, other cops standing around. I think it's very melodramatic to say that the kid's life was in... She's the mother. She's in getting, for all I know, trying to beg for food. She sounds like she could have been an immigrant.
Well, the only reason why you're saying she's an immigrant is she's got a name that sounds like a foreigner's name. Isn't that correct?
Well, I don't know, but she could have gone into the market to beg for some milk and bread. And now she comes out after begging for milk and bread, and there's a cop yelling at her. Now, where do they get off screaming at her? That's what I don't like. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. A lot of this comes from personal experience. This kind of abuse under the color of authority...
I think for you to compare it to the Rodney King thing is stretching it a little bit, all right? Number one.
But you do think there is a comparison.
No, I don't think there's a comparison. This is a cop who is trying to bust out the windows of a car to save a couple of kids. And
then he gets to scream at her?
He was emotional. I mean, maybe it wasn't the most professional thing. I don't know if he was screaming or not.
And so if that was your wife... See, this is the kind of, they strut around, they push their weight around, they abuse citizens. I think it's wrong, Phil, and we're going to look into it. And let me tell you something. I think we've got another one. I think we've got another one, and I think that...
Another what? Another Rodney King?
I think so. It's right on videotape. And I fear for this city very much.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. There's a videotape of a police officer who was off duty... Apparently, verbally assaulting or lambasting a woman who had gone into the store and left her kids in the car.
Well, you don't have to include that. Just she went into the store, she came out, he was yelling at her.
I got to include it.
Why not? Why can't you just say what happened? This is my problem with the media.
Because she went into the store.
Please leave out the part about the kids.
Sir, she went into the...
Please leave out the part with the kids.
She parked her car, she went into the store, she came back.
And the police were yelling at her.
And the police were yelling at her, but they were yelling at her for a reason.
No, you don't need to mention any of that. Just that she came out and they yelled at her. That's what we're looking at.
You don't want to include the part with the kids?
No, right now we're not looking at that. Just that they yelled at her. Can I tell you a little personal experience I have?
All right, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green from the Citizens Overview Board. Well, you have a personal experience with the LAPD?
I got experience with the LA cops. Let me tell you, I was coming back from an evening with my wife, my 20-year-old son and his girlfriend. We were pulled over near the 405 and the 10 over here. And in full view of my wife, my son, and his girlfriend, I was breathalyzed. I was given a field sobriety test. And the police didn't find a thing, Mr. Hendry.
They did not arrest you?
They did not arrest me for anything. They pulled me over... brutally breathalyzed me, and then ruthlessly and brutally gave me a field sobriety test. I was well under the legal limit. I passed the field sobriety test, but the cop couldn't stop the humiliation there. He suggested that I go straight home as if to say I needed to go to bed and sleep something off. And I will tell you, and this is in front of my wife and my son. Now, I was shaking. I was humiliated. I was traumatized.
But that's part of...
Wait, let me just finish. Because I want to tell you something, Phil. I went home, and I had just read about Abner Louima, who had been sodomized with a plunger handle in New York. And in that instant, I knew how he felt. And I wrote...
Oh, come on, Mr. Green.
Mr. Hendry, Abner Louima was sodomized with a plunger handle in New York. I was brutally forced to take a field sobriety test, even though I wasn't drunk. And I want to tell you something. I remember seeing a plunger in our bathroom, and I thought... I've already taken it, figuratively, I might as well take it for real. And I had my hands on it, and I was just starting to lubricate it when the phone...
All right, I need for this conversation to stay back, because I think if you're saying that you were considering sodomizing yourself with it...
This is what the LAPD does. This is the kind of psychological games they play.
The LAPD didn't sodomize you with a broom handle or a... What is it?
A plunger handle, which is slightly thinner... Then a broom handle would have hurt, but a...
Yeah?
But the plunger handle, and my complaint is still pending, but then and there I decided never to let the police abuse their power again, and that's why I'm on them and what they're doing to this young mother.
She left her kids in a locked car, and...
Why do you got to keep bringing that up?
Huh?
Why do you keep bringing that up?
I'm bringing it up because it's a very important part of this story. She left her kids in the car, the police... wanted to save the lives of these children. Wayne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil Hendry, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
My complaint is with the guy that you're talking to. He keeps wanting to leave out the fact that the lady left the kids in the car.
What's that got to do with it?
And And then he kind of elicited sympathy by saying the lady might have been there begging for food. She might have been there buying something.
What's that got to do with it, the kids are in the car? The fact is she went into the store, she came out, and the cops
yelled. If she walks into the store, and she comes out, and the cops are just like saying, hey, let me yell at her.
And they're yelling at, yes. And that's the kind of brutal
treatment. They were trying to make a point. I'm not saying the right
thing. The cop saw the children in the car. One of them, the police officer said, was already sweating. The other was an infant. They were attempting.
Oh, don't get melodramatic.
So
she's going to come out of
the part of the story. That has to be a part of the story. You have to tell, like, the
whole
thing.
You got to keep
tell, like, the parts you want us to know.
Why do you guys want to keep beating that to death?
Why do you say she's in there begging for food?
I think it's reasonable to assume her name
is. It's reasonable to assume because she's. Because her name is foreign, she's an immigrant, she's begging for food.
Well, the name is Subhas.
What is that all about?
The name is Subhas Sarasadaf.
So that means
now, that sounds like she may have been an immigrant and she might have been in there begging for bread and milk.
Begging for bread and milk?
Yeah.
You're just making up stuff.
Sir, I'm not making up anything. I've got on videotape.
Does the video show her begging for bread and milk in the store?
It shows her crying as the officer is yelling at her.
Does the video show her begging for bread and milk in a store? No, you made that up.
Somebody said they saw something, but I haven't been able to interview her.
Who said they saw her?
A friend of mine who also works for the Overview Board was in getting razor blades.
Well, did he see her begging for bread and milk?
No. I know your friend didn't. I wasn't there. I know for a fact, but you said it a long time ago.
No, you're assuming that I'm being dishonest, and what I'm saying to you
is... you're making up stuff.
Sir, we've got a history in this city of the LAPD abusing power under the color of authority.
She might have been crying because she didn't get...
She was crying.
She was crying on videotape.
Yes, she was, and I think it's because she wasn't able to get free bread and milk.
Why couldn't she be crying? Because, like, the guys were yelling at her. That makes more sense.
Well, that too. I think she was crying for both those reasons. The cops were yelling at her, and they were too cheap to give her free bread and milk.
Could you please admit that you're making up the bread and milk part of the story?
I'm saying, with a name like that, Subu, whatever the hell, I can't even pronounce it.
If my last name is Rodriguez, and I'm an immigrant, and I'm begging for food? If you have like
Rodriguez
a
sounds
name,
like that sounds American, but Sadu,
like
Sabu, or
name,
something.
Like an immigrant?
This isn't Latin, you know. We're talking about America. And,
there are a lot of Americans, and a lot of Americans of, for instance, of the Muslim faith who take names of their faith. And, you know, in other words, Muhammad Ali, he must be begging for food.
No, the guy's a heavyweight champion. He's a millionaire. What are you talking about?
Well, his name sounds foreign.
Look, you might be begging for tortillas and beans. I don't know what you do.
Well, listen, I got to go.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Just because her name, she's in there begging for food, and this is another example of the LAPD abuse. They busted out a window to save a couple of kids who might have been in trouble from the heat, and the woman comes out, and the cop was mad, and he yelled at her. Mr. Green here says that these cops, this is another example, the LAPD caught on videotape abusing somebody. And now, what his personal experience, having been pulled over by the police, and as he says, brutally given a field sobriety test, what's that got to do with anything? I don't think that that sounds like abuse. And because he considered sodomizing himself with a plunger handle doesn't mean the LAPD did it. See, these are the things you've got to, when you do this kind of work long enough, you can hear people trying to pitch their stuff. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. With me is Robert Green with the Police Overview Board. It's a citizens organization. You started this organization because you feel you had been roughed up by the LAPD. Now you say these cops are roughing up this lady because she went into the store and left her kids in the car.
And you keep wanting to go back to that aspect. You really want to play that up, don't you?
The kids were in the car. It was 85 degrees. The cops came out.
And I'm saying she might have been in that store, for all we know, at the last few cents, buying a pair. One pair that she was going to split three ways. And
you don't know if she was in there buying a pear, split it three ways.
The name is a...
I understand her name is a foreign name, and you're automatically assuming she must be poor.
What if she was going in there, Mr. Henry, to stick her hands into a sack of grain and eat the grain raw? That's how hungry she was. And now she comes outside, and the LAPD is screaming at her. Nice going. Real big, rough, tough guys. Real.
I think you need to include in that they were...
I know the kids were in a car. Look, how hot was the car?
It was 85 degrees outside.
And what's the normal temperature of the human body?
98.6.
Hello? 98.6. You're living in a body that's 98 degrees already. It's 85. You can take 85. I think you guys are playing this whole... The kids were fine. The mother had gone in there to try to get, you know, probably one apple that she was going to cut with a plastic knife and share.
Well, you don't know any of that.
Well, you don't know that it isn't true. With a name like Sabu or whatever, she's probably spent a lot of time sitting in the sun saying, please, sir, alms for the poor, something like that. I don't know. I don't know anything about foreigners, but I do know the LAPD is corrupt.
1-800-5...
I mean, with a name like that, you got to figure that she likes rice. She may have been taking a handful of rice to her kids, and the cops probably knocked it out of her hands.
You don't know any of this stuff. It's all speculation.
We got the videotape.
Well, I don't know what's on that videotape. Here is Donna on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just wondering, yes, your normal body temperature is 96 degrees.
98.6.
Okay, 98.6.
Right.
But when you're sitting in an automobile with the windows rolled up with just a barely crack and the sun beating down on it and it's 85 degrees, those children's lives were at stake. She had no right.
Wait a second. She went into the store to get a handful of rice.
I don't care if she went in to pay for the gas she pumped. She did not have a right to leave those kids in that car. She is responsible.
So she's supposed to take them out of that
yes,
car,
sir.
Out into a world
yes,
where
sir.
They could get run over by a car or hit by a truck.
Or they
could be kidnapped out of the store while she's paying, if she had the money for the rice.
I don't care if she had the money or not.
Okay, see, that's what you do. She
well,
kept them in a car,
you know what? A good mother, a good mother.
How are the kids going to get kidnapped if they're locked in a car?
We're not talking about it. We're talking about the heat.
They do every day of the week.
They're locked in the car. Some guy's got to
okay.
really want an infant bad. He must be
well,
really jonesing for a baby.
Well, they do it every day of the week.
Any guy that would bust out a window to get it, he must be jonesing for some infant.
Would you please?
Do you not watch the news?
Yes, ma'am, I do. But I
apparently you do not, because it happens every day.
Yeah,
a mother, when you have a child, you are responsible for that child every day until it is gone, married, whatever. You take that child out of the car and in the store with you. That
I
way there's not a problem.
Ma'am, I think it's far more responsible to have the child locked very safely in a car.
Then you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot to having a kid locked up as opposed
yes,
to
sir, you
them,
are.
Walking them into a store where a stranger could grab them and run.
Do you know that?
Oh,
the
yay!
The ASPCA... Do you not realize that they take dogs away from people that do that to
Ma'am,
their animals?
Listen, she weighed the risks. Feed her kids, leave in car, no food for kids, take
but
out a
car. But you don't know that. She could have been in there robbing the store.
That's right. You don't know. What was this handful of rice?
It's very possible she went and got one lousy apricot.
You know, and it's possible she went in and got
$10,000. Because the children could have been too weak to even chew it.
Oh, please.
Come on, man.
And what is this with going in and begging for free bread and milk? Nobody does that.
Nobody's going to give you free bread and milk. So nobody begs for food.
I said nobody gives you free bread and milk, just like nobody gives you anything in this place.
In other words, you've got to work for it. What are you talking? If you beg, people sometimes don't give you stuff?
Nope.
Oh, how do you know?
I don't. I work
yeah,
for a living.
Yeah, you don't. There you go. She might have been bringing them a juicy blood orange.
Well, you know what? If she came over here with a name like that, she needs to go back to her country where begging is...
You know something, ma'am? I'll tell you this right now. It's very possible she attempted to open a vein in her arm to give the children the very blood from her vein.
None of this stuff...
None
of this stuff, blood from her veins. A handful of rice. She's, whatever you said, she's...
Begging
for bread and milk. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Well, let me tell you something, Phil. Los Angeles police policy states that you are to conduct yourself in as professional a manner as possible.
The officer was in fear for the lives of these kids. That's why he was yelling at the mother when she came out of the store. Those kids were locked in a car.
Let me repeat. L.A. Police Department policy states you must be as professional as possible. Do you know that if you walk up to a police officer and slap him across the face, he is only allowed to say the following? According to LAPD Policy 2, Section 3, you are not allowed to slap me in the face. And yet
the officer is supposed to take the full blow of a slap to the face.
That is correct.
And what if the person slaps him again?
Then according to LAPD Policy, you repeat, according to Policy Sector 4, Quadrant 3, you are not allowed to slap me in the face.
And again.
Then you say you are not allowed to slap.
And they keep slapping him in the face. You are not allowed to slap me in the face.
That is correct. You are to be as professional as you can at all times. What they...
And when the woman comes out of the store and the kids are locked in the car, what are they supposed to say to her?
You simply say the California Penal Code 3 states that you can't keep kids in a car for, I believe it's, the law says a half hour.
A half hour.
That's what my understanding of the law is.
You can keep a kid in a locked car when it's 120 out.
The maximum amount of time is 30 minutes.
A kid can die in 30 minutes.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't make the laws. I didn't make the laws.
All right, here is Shanti. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Shanti.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just need to tell you that, you know, thinking that just because someone has a foreign name or someone's an immigrant that they're poor and begging for food, I think it's very racist.
Now, we need to say that the lady who was confronted by police had the name Subha Sara Sadaf.
Yeah, it sounds like some
Subha
kind of
is an Indian name.
Is it? Okay, I thought it was Sri Lankan or something, but look, what
and Indians happen to be the richest immigrant groups in the U.S.
I'm on this lady's side. I'm on the lady's side. I think she was verbally assaulted by the police. One of the two kids that you're all concerned with, Phil, was an infant. That mother might have been in that store buying a breast pump to pump breast milk to feed and refresh that child. Perhaps the last thing that she had for that child to eat.
I think that's very stupid because here in Dallas,
what?
They've had four or five deaths recently in the car like that.
What's the
and
Texas law
I personally
state?
Would be offended if a policeman did not ask a lady to take her kids out of the car.
Well, yes, in Texas, I believe the law says you may keep a kid in a car for an hour.
If it's 100 degrees?
That's my understanding. And what's your name, Shanti?
Yeah.
Do you have children?
No, I don't.
All right, well, then be advised, if you have children in your care, you may keep them in a locked car for about an hour.
I'm not going
over
to.
Over 100 degrees, it's 35 minutes.
I'm not going to.
Well, that's
to.
Ridiculous. If that's the law in Texas, they ought to change it, okay?
You're not going to.
No way.
What if
I'm going to keep
say,
my kids with me.
Now, your name's Shanti, and you say you have money. Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing at all.
Her name is Shanti. She says she has money. She has money and you don't believe her?
I believe her. But let me just ask you this. Let's just suppose you needed to go into that store and get a handful of raw rice.
Why would I want to get a handful of raw rice from a store?
Because you're hungry.
I'd buy it.
But if
and I'd buy a bag.
You'd buy it. You'd buy it? That's,
yeah.
And your name is Shanti. See, this doesn't make any sense.
What is it that you
Excuse
don't understand?
Me, I have a master's degree
that's,
in computer science.
Doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Look, if this lady in California had money, why was she driving a minivan and not a Mercedes? Hey!
Huh!
Yeah, because you Indians, and I say this with great respect, you generally drive the Mercedes when you've got a little bit of green. She
no,
was in a minivan.
We drive Toyota.
I find that very unusual. You drive a Toyota.
Oh, will you get serious, man? She was in a minivan. She obviously had some money to buy food.
Exactly.
And
all right, let's say she had the money. The fact is those cops were unprofessional. And
slap him across the face, and he can only say you may not do that.
That's right.
All right,
I think you do not know what you're talking about, but
how
you're just trying to facts of the case.
No, Booker, how come the Indian guys...
To what you feel.
Let me ask you something. How come the Indian guys at the 7-Eleven all drive Mercedes? Don't know that, do you? I went into a 7-Eleven today.
Wait.
No, I went into it. Let me finish.
My husband's Indian. He doesn't have a Mercedes.
The guy had a turban on. Now, that's one of those turbans, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what a turban is.
All right. With one of those mustaches that curls up.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let me move on to talking to Kelly here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, Kelly, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that if he is supposed to be taking up for this woman, he's doing a very, very bad job of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's very degrading and demoralizing. And to me, I just don't understand his logic.
Who am I demoralizing? I'm standing up for this lady. And I'm saying that the LAPD, look, at, I almost sodomized myself with a plunger handle.
Okay, you know, then that's a personal problem.
No,
that has nothing to do with what happened
that.
To this woman.
No, I understand.
You're assuming because of her name that she had to steal food or beg for food, but you don't know her, so you don't know that.
I don't think it's begging. I said she might have had to go in to buy a breast pump.
But you don't know that. No, first it was a pear, and then it was an orange. You don't know. So you're just making this big dramatic thing out of something that you really don't know that much about.
Look, can I ask
the
you
only
question?
Fact that is important is that there were children in the car, and for some reason you seem not to want to talk about that.
I do
and to
want
me,
to talk
that is
about
the only relative point to this story.
I said
regardless
that
of why
fine.
She was in the car or wasn't in the car, I mean, does it really matter?
Dead?
She left the kids?
Are the kids dead? No. Were they? Are they okay? Yeah.
So,
was
so
it 85 degrees?
It,
yeah.
You would have been better if they had died than this. It would have been okay that they yelled at her? I mean, what's your logic?
Ma'am, I just want to say to you that because of my experience with the Los Angeles police...
Okay, you sound really bitter,
they nearly
too.
Forced me
your
to
little,
take a plunger
your
in a way that
your
no man
test?
Should ever have to take one. I'm sorry?
Your breathalyzer test, that sounds just a little bit bitter. I mean, you need to
bitter.
Move on. You need to get over it. Therapy might work. I
they
don't
brutally made me take a field sobriety...
What do you mean they brutally? Did they drag you from the car?
They didn't drag me from the car, no.
So how is it brutal that you had to take a field sobriety test?
In front of my wife and my son...
Were you drunk?
No. I said that. I passed it.
Well, that's what a cop. You might have been driving, you know...
I blew a .07. The legal limit is .08.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, in other words, you were almost... And, you know, the alcohol, blood alcohol rises, and...
Really? Is that right, Mr. Highway Patrol?
Okay,
I didn't
so
know that.
The whole point is, since you were humiliated
smart
by the police...
Ass.
You've taken it upon yourself to go out of your way to humiliate them in any way possible.
I'm not humiliating them.
Is this your way of getting some revenge?
No, I'm simply asking why the police confront verbally in a very aggressive manner a woman who may have, I didn't say she did, may have gone into that store to steal
okay,
some cream of
wheat. Okay, but may have
wheat.
Is just speculation. You don't know that, so it's not part of the equation.
To steal orange juice and
but you don't know that, so it's not part of
the
equation. You can't
you.
You
don't, yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Well, what if it was?
But it's not.
Well, let's say that it was. Let's say, for instance,
that's
she went in there.
That's hypothetical. We're not talking hypothetical.
Open up a carton of milk, drink it real fast,
we're
and put it back
facts.
In the
drawer. Can we stick to the facts?
You guys just speculate for a minute.
No, I don't want to speculate. The facts are the lady came out, the kids were in the car, the cop was in fear for the safety of the kids, and, yeah, he was caught on videotape yelling at her.
Well, all I got to say is no man should ever be afraid to look at a household tool, and I am now dreadfully afraid of the handle of a plunger. And I know how Abner Louima feels. Hello?
You know how she feels?
Abner, that's a she.
Oh, you know how, I'm, okay, well,
yeah,
you know.
The man who was, they put a rake handle up him. And they're about a quarter of an inch thicker.
You have way too much time on your hands, I believe.
Well,
you need
ma'am,
to...
I'm trying to save you and others like you from being brutalized by the LAPD. Where do you live?
If you're the salvation, I'd rather not have it.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. A lot of people who are just not going to allow you, Mr. Green, to paint this broad brush over the Los Angeles police to an officer who obviously was doing the very best he could to save a child's life.
Save a child's life. Let's look at that. Let's take a look at that. Save a child's life. The kid was in the car playing.
How do you know he was playing?
Because the officer observed the kid running around. If it was too hot, he would have been too weak and he would have been laying on the floor. But he was running around inside the car. That means he had strength. He was sweating. All right, kids sweat when they run. Hello? You know, you guys with the melodrama and the...
The officer made a judgment call. The kid might have been in...
He made a judgment. They made a judgment call on Rodney King, too, and they almost beat seven shades of crap out of him. So this judgment call stuff...
And what do you mean you're afraid to look at a household tool?
Do you know how bad Abner Louima was done to him? Do you know how bad my brutalization by the LAPD was that I considered doing it to myself?
I'd say you're mentally unstable.
How dare you?
I'd say you gotta be mental to consider doing that.
You know, I've got a toilet in my house that's been backed up for 3 years because I...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Anything new in that Chandra Levy thing? Let's talk about it. We must know. You know, the People magazine had the pictures of four women on the cover, one of which was Chandra, or is it Chandra? Can I ask a question, by the way, as long as we're on the subject of pronunciation? How come when I go over to the country, it's France? I'm going to go visit France. But every year with that race, it's the Tour de France. I'm listening to the guy on the news, and in today's Tour de France, well, okay, I thought it was France. My mom was talking to this friend of my sister's who was from France, and she goes, and where are you from in France? You know, there's an affectation that I think we can drop there, okay? Although the Tour de France does sound a little lame, sort of rednecky. It was kind of like Iraq. Remember when, you know, it was all Iraq and Iran, even though it's Iran, Iraq. And, you know, you want to do it right. You want to sound like you got at least a couple of marbles working. So Chandra Levy, this deal, and they had her on the cover of People with four other women who have been missing. Now, I just heard John Walsh say, the guy who is the, you know, the host of America's Most Wanted, two other women in the Washington, D.C. area who lived within a mile of Chandra Levy were murdered in the last 2 years, both of them interns, one of them who worked for the Internal Revenue Service. And his theory is it could be a serial murderer. In other words, some guy just preying on interns. How he would know, I don't know, you know, whether that's a particular area that this guy targets, I don't know what it is, but maybe the interns in Washington have a certain M.O. or something. And then the other thing is, like, she just split and doesn't want to be found, and maybe that's the case, too. Now, people are saying this. They're saying, hey, you know, this is really a drag. There have been a lot of missing women. How come everybody's focusing on them, on this Chandra Levy thing? But you got to remember one thing, and it happens all the time, and the answer is always the same. Be thankful that they are, because now all those other cases, people are paying attention to them. You need a high-profile case to focus on the rest of those other cases. It's like every time a high-profile child abuse case takes place or high-profile missing child thing. And they say, well, what about my kid? He's been missing. Well, now we know. See, I didn't know your kid was missing. Now I know because of all the news coverage that's been given these other cases. So it's like all this back years ago when we were going to the moon, you'd hear these people say, you know, that we could be feeding the homeless and the hungry with the money that we're spending going to the moon. Well, how many jobs do you think, like a moon rocket that takes to build? I mean, that puts a lot of guys to work, too. So there's that. And then the other thing, I'm listening to the radio, and it's really interesting how all these cats, I heard one guy say today, I couldn't believe it. It was stunning what this guy said. He said, I would think that arch conservatives and the feminists would join together in this cause. Well, why is that, man? Because the guy who is the congressman that she was having an affair with is a Democrat? Oh, I see. These guys that are knocking this Condit guy, every single one of them is a conservative. Every one of them. Now, what is that about? Guy's a Democrat. I got it. He might have killed her. I got that, too. I'm right there with it, you know. What do you want me to do about it? You want me to jump up and down and scream and yell? Like, I could do the D.C. police's work better than them. Like, I got some information they ain't got. Why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you doing that? What? We're doing it all. Shut up. Have you guys looked, where? The dumpster behind her house? Yes, we did. All right. How about, pretty soon, man, the psychics are going to be coming out of the woodwork on this one. They're going to hire one. They're going to say she's evaporated into an extra-dimensional sort of space. But anyway, these guys are on the radio and TV, and everybody bagging this guy, Condit, is a conservative talk show host. What are you guys? Who are you kidding? What's that about? Every last one of them bagging on this Condit guy, they're all conservatives. They're all whatever the hell they call themselves. Republican? I don't know what they are. Okay? Because he's a real piece of work and he's a piece of dirt and he dates a lot of stewardesses and flight attendants. And apparently the guy's got a, you know, and once again we got another Democrat with a real, you know, highly charged sex life. I don't know what do you want me to tell you guys? Republicans don't have them? And so it probably bothers them that that's the case. And when somebody brings up the name of, like, Gary Condit, okay, real piece of crap, and the guy is dating stewardesses and his wife is sick, I think the guy's a piece of dirt. I don't give a crap how sick his wife is, okay? I'm saying it. But this other guy, Packwood and Clarence Thomas and all those dudes, all of a sudden those same guys are quiet. They don't want to say nothing about that. Why? And that's a smear campaign. See, you don't know whether this guy killed her or not. We're not even talking about that. It's like Mike and I were saying the other day, just because the guy cheats on his wife doesn't make a guy a murderer. Otherwise, we'd have a country full of murderers. Oh, excuse me, am I bringing up that old saw about, you know, Clinton did it, but we all do it? But it doesn't. It may outrage your moral sensibility. It may bug you that guys get away with it. It may bother you that Clinton did it and he didn't get impeached. And you don't know what's befalling the country. And it sure ain't the way it used to be when you were a kid. Yeah, tell me about all about when you were a kid. I can tell you the way it was when I was a kid. Guys were screwing other guys' wives. That's the way it was when I was a kid. Let me just clue in all my young listeners right now. When you hear these other guys say, you know, when I was a boy, we didn't do that. Bull crap. When I was in high school, there was a drug problem in this country in American high schools. When I was in high school, one of the local high schools, it wasn't the one I was going to, it was in a very, very wealthy community out in the San Gabriel Valley. I don't want to mention San Marino. But anyway, highest rate of teen pregnancy in the state of California. It was in that school. And when I was a kid, kids were getting plucked off the street. In fact, when I was a kid, there was a dude, you know, you're right, it was a lot better in those days. Oh, forget about Chuck Manson and Writing Blood and Writing Pig and Blood. Other than that, it was great. That's what I was a senior in high school when Manson was doing his thing. Don't give me this crap about how morality was so much better. It was isolated. It was not as reported. It was a phenomenon that was newly reported, but it was there. And now we got this guy, Condit, who looks like he's a politician. Good-looking guy. Sometimes when you're that handsome, what are you going to do? You're sitting there and having yourself a cocktail in Sacramento with your gang of five and the chicks are coming over. What are you going to say? No. Your wife's sick. Poor guy. See, that's the cop-out, and it's almost used as an excuse, and some people are buying it. Well, you know, his wife is sick. Oh, really? Well, what do you mean she's sick? Well, she hasn't been a woman to him for quite some time. Oh, well, then I understand. Yes. You know, a man can only do what a man can do. You know, well, I don't know what that means. So, in other words, it's legal and moral. Yes, in that case, of course. She wasn't a woman to him. She's sick. Apparently, she doesn't go outside. It's like he's freaking married to Vampira. I don't know who she is, but people are trying to give this guy a pass that it's okay to, go around on his wife. Well, I don't believe that. I personally don't believe that. I don't care whatever happened to my wife. I would never, ever, ever cheat on her. She's going out of town for a couple of weeks next month. But, and some of you who have been so gracious as to leave me your phone numbers, in any event, 1-800-449-8686. I'm kidding. Let me plug the CD. Because I won't be plugging any of you. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20, plus the shipping and handling charge, which is nominal. And we'll take Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've raised $150,000 this year for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we thank you.